Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC, radio station rebroadcast from KVRF Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's star date is 10040. That means it's 10,040 days since Pluto had its New Year's going around the Sun. So it's been 10,040 Earth days, but how many Pluto days? This is how many days Earth has spun around in Pluto's trek around the solar system for its year. And we're on day 1,571 in Pluto. So if we lived in Pluto, it'd be day 1571 because their days are much longer. It takes we go around the Earth 248 times. So we have 248 years in the time that Pluto goes around once around the solar system, around the sun. But the days are slower there. They've only had 1,571 days. That's it for the star date today. For today's music, we're going to have a visit with Johann Sebastian Bach. But until then, let's start with the Glacier View Community Count Notebook. Elections, yes? After we had the invitation to the Pledge of Allegiance, we had elections. Fred Hirschman was a unanimous vote for the vice president, and Christy Lucia is the unanimous vote for secretary. We also discussed the health fair that was coming up last Saturday. We had the health fair last Saturday. It was spectacular. All those vendors giving up their Saturday to get up early, pack their vans, come to the Glacier View Gymnasium, set up, and start helping people live healthier lives at 9 in the morning. Also, the wrestling team had a breakfast, a fundraiser breakfast. It was great. We had breakfast there. And a bake sale also. The breakfast had healthy food additives to put on top of your pancake or in your good oatmeal and homemade yogurt. Ooh, it was all good. So, last Saturday, we had the health fair. Our hats off to that wonderful group of people that came up and the wrestling team for their fundraiser and bake sale. So, do you remember last time we talked about chore and respite services available? We were looking for somebody. Matt Sue Senior Services, was looking to hire somebody that lives in Glacier View, and now that's happened. So now we have a chore and respite worker. Now, those are two different categories. One is chores, one is respite. So the Matsu Senior Services has available two services for residents here in Glacier View now. Chore services and respite services. They've hired someone locally to fill those two needs. The purpose of chore service is to assist eligible individuals to maintain their home in a clean, sanitary, and safe condition. Respite services are designed to provide the family caregiver a much-needed break from the demands of caring for a loved one. So that's two different positions. I believe they hired the same person for both. Do you qualify for chore and or respite services? So that's a thing to think about now. Two families in Glacier View already have been talking to the Matsu Senior Services. If you're interested and wonder if you qualify, give them a call and find out. Call the Matsu Senior Services, 745-5454, and ask for chore and respite services. You can also call me if you want. So, Matsu Senior Services, I'll give you that number again. Give you a chance to get your pencil. It is 745-5454 and ask for chore and respite services. I tell you, they're fab folks over at the Matsu Senior Services. They're the ones that drive every week up to Glacier View with Meals on Wheels. So we're very impressed with their constant service and hard work. So the Matsu Recycle Coalition brought two people up this last meeting that happened last week. Two people came up and spoke about the Bag It campaign. So we've talked about the numbers on other radio programs. 101,000 people in the borough, 26 million plus grocery bags a year. Turns out to be about 569 grocery bags a year per person. Now, they're really fluid. They gave some wonderful information about the bags themselves. They float away in landfills that they're not really nailed down, or in dumpsters when you open up the lids and that. These grocery circles float away and fill and line our highways with trash. It may break apart and become smaller pieces. Until then, it's a hazard to big animals. But when it breaks down and gets smaller, it gets into the water system, goes out to the sea, where it breaks up more down at the sea. But now we're talking about little tiny pieces of plastic that get into the food chain, everything from the algae and krill all the way up to the animals that eat. Those animals that eat those animals, every bite of wild Alaska salmon, every bite you eat has plastic in the meat. Little tiny pieces. We've got to stop this. So the community council voted to donate $200 to the Matsu Recycle Coalition, and we are also buying tote bags for the residents of Glacier View. So we're behind the Bag It program. Check them out on Facebook, and also check out the Matsu Recycle Coalition. So that's the Bag It program and the Matsu Recycle Coalition. Great job. Two women drove all the way up and spoke with us. That's a lot of work. Noah Lucia spoke about his going to Juneau recently on the firewood resolution that we had sent down with him. Good job for Noah to come back on his own and speak to the council. He addressed the council before, then he addressed the council afterwards. It was a surprise visit and a welcome one. The emergency call list, we have a 911 list, so you call 911 and then call your neighbor. We have a slight update from Rotary, and that is, they say call the hospital too. Find out what you can do while you wait for the ambulance, which seems like a very reasonable thing to do. So we're updating our call list. If you are new to Glacier View and you are not on the 911 list and you would like to be on it, then let me know or drop your name and phone number off at the school, and Wendy can take care of that too. Wyatt, a student at the school, spoke to the council and gave us a good rundown on what's happening at the school and the success of the Tarzan trip down to watch the program in Palmer at the university. Super duper. Wyatt's really focused, speaks well, gives us good information. What a terrific job this young man is doing. All right. Memory benches. Where did you put the memory bench? No. What is a memory bench? Right now we have the Glacier View Community Archives, which is our book, our filing cabinet, our records of stories, videos, and all about the early days of Glacier View and what's happening right now. It was brought up at the meeting that maybe we would have a memory bench. A memory bench would be a park bench that we would put out in our green public area and put a plaque on it. You know, one of those little brass name tags in memory of. We could have two or three of those benches. So we discussed that. Our own Lorraine Cordova has been talking to vendors and finding out about how much it costs to build a bench, and maybe even some picnic tables, maybe even a pavilion. So a good way to honor our elders and the past and our people doing things now with memory bench, maybe a pavilion, maybe picnic tables. Hot dog, this is really good. Building community. And speaking of the 911 list, our lead EMT, Rachel, we approved to buy emergency, nearly glow-in-the-dark, bright green emergency rescue coats. We want our EMTs and ETTs to be safe, identifiable at any emergency as being the lead, and also to be reflective in nighttime or just in bad weather. So we voted to buy them all jackets and put logos on it saying Glacier View. So that's cool. We're going to have safer EMTs and ETTs. We also wanted to show our ETTs and EMTs how very grateful we are for their service. Do you know 3 out of 4 Mondays, the EMTs go in for training? They are constantly receiving training. Whew. Anyway, so that's cool. I think that's about it. Watch out for kitchen trash bags. You know, since the Bag It program came to Glacier View, we have restocked our car. And if we forget the bags in the cart, we do not put them in bags. We just wheel them out in the cart and then put them in our own bags. We're really working hard to break the habit of those little grocery bags. So that's it for Glacier View Community Council Notebook. Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 1, Fugue Number 16, in G minor, BWV 861. So that is Johann Sebastian Bach on a synthesizer. Now, for the longest time, I had a bit of a misguided interpretation of what a synthesizer was. I thought it was like somebody typing in the notes on a keyboard or something, and that the computer would arrange them and play it flawlessly. No, that while that is possible, and certainly people do that, a synthesizer, generally speaking, refers to, and especially in this case, a keyboard, like an electric piano, and it has a computer chip to make different keyboard sounds. So it synthesizes the sounds, so the keyboard that you heard, the playing you heard, was done by human hands playing on keys on a synthesizer. And again, that was Johann Sebastian Bach. We're going to learn a little bit more about Johann Sebastian Bach and then listen to some other versions after station identification. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where We build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member today. It is a member-supported station, right? So visit us, join us, and donate. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to Big Cambridge Radio, broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and speaking of pick, click, and give, okay, I know we weren't, but let's talk about it. Have you signed up here for your dividend? And if you have, did you donate to Radio Free Palmer? Because in pick, click, and give, you can give some or all of your PFD to nonprofits. And we are a nonprofit, and you can donate even $25 to Radio Free Palmer. Now, do it before March 31st, and you're automatically entered in to one of five lucky people having their dividend doubled. Not your donation, just your dividend. So if you, whatever the dividend it's going to be, if it's going to be $1,000, then you'd get $2,005 lucky. If you do it before March 31st now, maybe you've already picked, clicked, and gave. And maybe you didn't donate to Radio Free Palmer, but you know we're working hard for you, and you want to donate even $25, you can go back to your pick, click, and give account through the state of Alaska and donate. Do it before March 31st, and we're even eligible to win a prize on the number of people donating to any nonprofit. So it's a double win. So pick, click, and give Radio Free Palmer. It's a good idea. Thank you. And that was more Bach. That was a concerto for keyboard and strings in F minor, Largo. So now we've had synthesizer, now we've had the keyboard and the string section with Bach. Bach's pretty adaptable, so let's see what else we can find. This next piece is an iconic Bach work, which you will recognize the first three notes. It is the Toccata and Fugue in D minor, BWV 565. It is played by Carl Richter on an organ. Was Johann Sebastian Bach, born either March 21st, 1685 in the OS calendar, or March 31st, 1685 in the NS calendar in Eisenach, Germany. He died the 28th of July, 1750 at the age of 65 in Leipzig, Germany. Johann Sebastian Bach was a German composer and musician of the Baroque period. So what does this Baroque mean? Baroque meant misshapen, misformed. If a pottery had been oddly thrown on a wheel, it was Baroque. Well, there was also Baroque jewelry, which was a new style. Well, they thought his music was broken, so they called it Baroque. He enriched and established German styles through his skill in counterpoint, harmonic, and motivic organization and the adaptation of rhythms, forms, and textures from abroad. He traveled a lot, particularly from Italy and France. Bach's compositions include the Brandenburg Concertos, the Goldberg Variations, Mass in B minor, two Passions, and over 300 cantatas, of which around 200 survive. His music is revered for its technical command, artistic beauty, and intellectual depth. Bach's abilities as an organist were highly respected during his lifetime, although he was not widely recognized as a great composer until a revival of interest in and performances of his music in the first half of the 19th century. So, the early half of the 1800s, he's now generally regarded as one of the greatest composers of all time, and whew, that is true. So, that's J.S. Bach. Let's tune in on one more piece if we have time. And thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook to add to your comments, your photos, and see what others are saying. I will be posting photos of guests, gadgets, and more on the Glacier Review on Facebook. Also, remember, pick, click, and give. It's always a good time to update, especially before March 31st, where you may double your dividend. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis, and visit RadioFreePalmer.org, and also visit the Glacier Review on Facebook. All right, so long until next week.